choice of songs, whoever picked them out tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope when you sing these songs that you believe what you're singing. Amen. A lot of times I don't think we realize what we're singing. Amen. A lot of it's the Word of God. Amen. And we're telling God it. Hey, as long as I have breath, I'm going to praise you. Wherever you lead me, God, I will follow. Amen. Praise God. Them are consecrations to God, telling God, hey, God, I'm going to do what you asked me to do. Praise God. Acts 1:8. But ye surrendered to God my worship and my praise. Hallelujah. There's something that burns within inside of us when we do what God says to do. Amen. Why do I run the aisles? Why do I dance and shout? Because it's simply what God said to do. Yeah. Amen. I love doing what God said to do. Right. Just getting into His presence, allowing, having a desire to see God do something among us. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost working in the church. Praise God. It's a powerful thing. The purpose of the church is not to just come together and meet and have a social club and just see what we did last week. Right. I mean, all these things are nice and yeah, I like to know what you've been about doing and what you've been up to, but the purpose, the goal of this local assembly and other local assemblies that preach the truth of the name of Jesus is to witness about Him. Amen. What did God do for me? What has God done for you? Amen. That's telling others of the good news, the power, what He's done. He's healed my body. He's healed this one. I prayed for this and the other thing. God touched them. Amen. It's a witness. Amen. We are witnesses. This includes our very personal testimony. Like I said, nobody can steal your personal testimony. Amen. They can point to all kinds of scriptures and say, oh, I just don't believe that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they cannot steal your experience. And this includes our healing. Amen. Whatever God has healed us from, maybe sicknesses, maybe disease, maybe all kinds of mental and things that get into our mind. Amen. Healing. Praise God. God is a healer. Amen. The point is that you and I have something powerful to share with the world that is lost. That's why we come here on a regular basis. Amen. We come here because there's something powerful here. Yeah. Amen. There's something that moves here that is beyond me, that is beyond you. Amen. There's a presence that shows up in this place. Amen. Angels come to church here. Amen. I don't know if you know that or not, right, but they're here tonight. Amen. Amen. There are angels encamped all around His people. Amen. You can say the devil's there all you want, but there are a whole lot more angels than there are devils. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I'd rather believe in the angels than all that other nonsense. Lady asked me at the doctor's thing the other day. She wanted to know my birth date. And she said, you're a so-and-so or whatever they call that. The date or month that you're born or whatever. And she's like, I didn't respond, I guess, the way she wanted. And I was like, I don't know. I don't believe in all that stuff. She's like, you know? I'm like, nope. Sorry. That stuff's of the devil. Amen. That stuff's of the spirit world that's not of Christ. Right. Amen. And I don't want to be involved in that. Amen. So I don't go around reading my horoscopes and reading what month I am in the whatever. I don't even know what it's all about, really. I just know it's not of God. Amen. And if you get up involved in it, amen, spirits can get on you that should not be. Amen. The only limiting factor is our willingness to obey the Lord and the strength of our conviction that a lost sinner will go to hell if I don't tell them about Jesus. Amen. That's something that ought to sock us right between the eyes tonight. Amen. Amen. If I don't reach my world, they're not going to heaven. Amen. If they don't obey the gospel that Jesus Christ has spelled out in His Word for us to follow. 1 Corinthians 9:16 says, "Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." Be careful when the Bible says woe. God's trying to get our attention. Hey, pay attention here. You better be doing this. Woe. Hey, wait, look into this. If woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. I must preach the gospel. You must preach the gospel. Amen. God's gonna talk to you one day. Amen. Bible says every knee, we got two of them on each of us if you got all your legs. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So one day we're going to have a conversation with God and He's going to set things straight. Yeah. Amen. Revelations 20:15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Right there says, not everybody is going to heaven. Amen. Let me back up. Maybe you're going to go there. And when you get there, Jesus is going to say, "I never knew you. You didn't obey my word. Here's your place. There's a lake over here that I didn't create for you. I didn't create this for mankind. I created it for the devil and his bimbos. It wasn't designed for you to go there." Amen. He never had plans on you going there. That's why He made His way for us to just surrender our will, our being to Him in worship. Not the way I want to do it, but the way that He wants me to do it. Amen. Amen. Very important in the Word of God. God has instructed people how to worship. Right. Amen. He give them specific things to do that will please Him. Fruit from the ground did not please God. Fruit from the farm didn't please Him. Vegetables and all of those things as a sacrifice. That didn't get the job done. He was displeased. He wanted blood sacrifice. When they sacrificed that blood of an animal, then that pleased Him. And He was satisfied with their sacrifice of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. God has shown us in the Word how to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Pray, seek God, live for Him. Do His Word. Amen. Do His Word. Yeah. That's pretty easy. We just got to do the Word. If Jesus said it, I believe it. I will do it. Amen. We have power from God. Amen. We have the power that includes persistence. Amen. You have power to be persistent. That's the act of persisting. In other words, I'm not giving up on you. Look at your neighbor. Tell him, "Hey, I'm not giving up on you. I'm going to persist until God gets a hold of your life. Amen. I'm going to pray. Some of us are going to cringe, but I'm going to fast. Amen. You want to get the attention of God? I've been listening this week. God's getting my attention. Amen. I want to get deeper in the things of God. And I'm going to start a journey to fast. Amen. Until I can get a hold of God. Amen. Like I've never seen God get a hold of anybody. Amen. I'm getting hungry for God to do some miraculous things. Amen. And fasting will get you there quicker than anything you can ever do, because you're sacrificing what's most dear to you, and that's food. If you don't believe me, show up Sunday. Amen. We love to eat. Amen. Acts 4:13 says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." What was it about these men that got the attention? They'd seen them before. They'd been around them. But something now had a hold of them. It was a boldness like they had never seen. And they, when they really got to looking into it, they marveled and took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Well, they had been with Jesus before. But the difference was now, Jesus was on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. He wasn't walking beside them. He was in them. The power that God had was in them. Amen. You have all the power of God inside of you. How cool is that? Amen. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You can raise the dead by the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. Anything is possible because God is in you. Amen. His Spirit resides in us. Amen. We can persist in seeing God do great things. Being a witness of Jesus is not about me any more than being a reporter is about a reporter and not the story being reported. Amen. I am about my Father, Jesus Christ. I got to tell about what He wants me to tell. Amen. Another thing that power of this power includes obedience. This is a must. Amen. If you want God moving in your life, obedience is very important. Amen. Obedience, not to me, but to thee. Amen. Obedience to this word. If it says it, try it. Amen. If they did it, you can do it. Because the word says, greater things shall ye do. Amen. I want to do some great things. Amen. Acts 8:29 says, "The Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot." What if God didn't tell me to do something? Is it wrong to witness without feeling God telling me to? No. I'm not always going to hear a voice coming down from heaven and say, "Hey, Matt, talk to Brian over there." No. There are just people in my life that I love, that I care for, that I want to see go to heaven. Yeah. And when I see them, I'm going to try to talk to them about doing just that. Yeah. Are you ready to go to heaven? If you were to die right now, If you were to leave this earth right now, would you know of a surety that you are going to be with Jesus? Have you obeyed the gospel that Peter and Paul preached? Amen. The disciples preached. Have you given your life totally surrendered to Jesus Christ? Amen. Another thing is weeping. Psalms 126:5 says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy, and he that goeth forth weeping, beareth precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." This kind of spirit of love for the lost. Amen. We need to have a spirit of love for the lost. Amen. God is love. Amen. What was his desire? The lost. Amen. He wept over cities when he saw that they had no shepherd. They had no somebody to lead them. 1 Corinthians 6:11, it says, "And such were some of you." You used to do just what they're doing. You used to lie. You used to cheat. You used to cuss. You used to say all kinds of immoral things. You used to run the bars. You used to do all kinds of immoral things and do all kinds of stuff that they are doing right now. But ye are washed. In other words, you obeyed the gospel and God changed you. God set you free. God picked you up and turned you around. Amen. He planted your feet on ground that was solid. Amen. He planted you on a rock, not on sinking sand. Amen. So you have something to tell the world about. Romans 6:17 in the New Living Translation says, "Thank God, once ye were slaves of sin." In other words, you had no choice. You just had to do it. You were slave, enslaved in sin. Because that's just who you were. You were a sinner. Amen. Nobody had to teach you to sin. You just sin. It was natural. It was part of our nature just to do what we... Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Homie. I'm going to do what I know to do. Amen. That's the world that we are facing out there. That attitude, that prevalence in this world is nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm telling you tonight, somebody's always going to tell you what to do. Amen. If it ain't here, it's behind those bars. Amen. You will do what somebody tells you to do. Amen. So I want to do what God tells me to do right now. Bow my knee before him and look and find out what is in here that would please him. And when I please him, everyone else will be all right. Amen. That's the most important thing. Amen. If I follow him. Hallelujah. Titus 3:3 says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Amen. I was there. You were there. Amen. We have hope to tell people that they can be free from all that stuff. God, if you'll surrender to God and become a disciple of his, you can change your life right now. You can come out of the muck and the mire. You can be lifted out of the stress of sin and follow Jesus Christ, and God will give you power to help somebody else. Amen. Amen. When we remember what we used to be, we will want others to do and be delivered from sin. Amen. Just go home and remember some things tonight. Just take a walk back memory lane and just see what God has brought you out of. Maybe just write, jot a few things down that, hey, I remember I used to go here and did this and said these things, and I was a pretty vile person. But I'm not no more. Amen. God has changed me. Another thing that is important is enthusiasm. Hallelujah. I love enthusiasm. If you can't tell. Amen. There's nothing worse than walking in Walmart and seeing a saint of God . You got the greatest thing in the whole wide world. You've got Jesus. Hallelujah. You've got the Holy Ghost. You got His power in your bones. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost resides in you. You ought to have an enthusiasm in your life, especially when you're out there. You want to stick your head in the pillow at home and pout? That's between you and God. But when you go out there, come on. Have a little bit of enthusiasm about what you got. Amen. Amen. There is something to praise God about. The car may have broke down. The house may be broke. All kinds of things are happening. But there's still something that I can find to thank God about. I'm breathing. I'm able to come to this store and buy what I'm here to buy. Amen. Those are some things that I can get excited about. Because God has given me blessings that I can do what I'm doing right now. Right. Hallelujah. Enthusiasm. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think." Do we really grasp that? Man, can you think of some pretty cool stuff? I'm telling you, if we would get a hold of this scripture, we would change the world. According to the power that worketh in us. Who's that power? That's the maker of the universe. He spoke everything that we see out there into existence out of darkness. Amen. That's according to that power that's in you. That powerful, dynamic being is living in you. Hallelujah. You've got power, friend. Amen. You have the power. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. So set your goals and don't set them low. Set your goals high. Jesus wants to take you beyond your highest goal. Higher than you can think, friend. Somebody think of something real big right now. Brother Mark, what do you got? Woo! God can go above and beyond. Above and beyond. That can be a church in every little cul-de-sac. Amen. That can be a church in every house. Praise God. Above and beyond our thinking, God can take this thing. Amen. We just got to start thinking big goals so God can go above and beyond what we're thinking. Amen. Acts 6:8 says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Oh, where did Stephen give such a demonstration of the Holy Ghost? Where was it? Among the people. Amen. He demonstrated the love of Jesus Christ to Saul when they were pitching those rocks at him. How dare you say that Jesus Christ is God? You dirty, rotten sinner, you. And they were logging those rocks at him. And he looked up at them. And Saul, who was holding his jacket and giving consent to that, and said, God, forgive them. Forgive them, God. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand this yet, God. Forgive that man right there, God, that's holding my coat. He don't know what he's doing. God, forgive him. That's what the power of God does. Amen. It gives you the power while you're being tormented, while you're being persecuted, while people are saying things, what are you wearing that for? Why do you got to wear a dress? Why do you got to look that way? Why do you got to act that way in school? Amen. Oh, God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I'm telling you, you've got the power inside of you tonight to do great exploits for Jesus Christ. Amen. We just got to get a holy boldness in us. And if we ain't got that boldness in us, maybe a little fasting and prayer will get us on fire for God, to where we don't care what others say about us. We don't care, because what this thing has done for me, I don't care what anybody says. God has done too much for me that I can't go back out there. Hallelujah. We must have, the last thing is resilience. Yeah, I might get knocked down. I might get, you know, I might go down for a little bit, but I'm not staying there. Come on, help me. Help me, brother. Help me walk. Help me walk in this walk. I'm not quitting. Come on. Encourage me in the Lord. I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna keep on fighting. 2 Corinthians 4:7-10 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's all about Him. Amen. It's not about me. Amen. I don't always feel like I should, but I can get on fire for Him, because He's always good. He's always on time. He's always there when I need Him. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Amen. Have you ever noticed that things don't always go your way? If you don't believe that, just come home with me tonight. I got a shower that's gushing water down on my ceilings coming down. I mean, it doesn't always go that way, the way I want it. My truck, I got it fixed. Oh, it's driving good now. It's not. Amen. The manifolds are glowing. Woo! Hey, but I got a truck. I got a way to work. Amen. God is still doing good things. It don't always go my way. Life happens. Amen. Life happens. Amen. Things come our way. Things, and it usually comes at us fast, like that insurance commercial says, life comes at you fast. Amen. But God is there to catch you when you fall. Amen. God is there to help you through. Amen. I'm glad I'm not asking for more, God, but I'm glad that I've had things to go through. Because if I didn't go through them, I wouldn't be able to do what God has called me to do. Amen. God lets us go through things so that it'll strengthen us. Amen. It helps you to become resilient. You can pop back up out of bad situations. You can make it through. Amen. God is on your side. Amen. Don't always be discouraged when life's coming at you fast. Because it might be God. Amen. It might be God. Just seeing how He can strengthen you. Come on. You can get a little stronger. Pick that wrench up and fix your car. Pick that tool up and fix your house. Amen. You can do it. Come on. You're going to be able to help somebody else when you do that next time. Amen. God will help you to become resilient so that you can be a witness to someone else. Amen. He ain't letting this stuff happen just because He doesn't like you. Amen. No, He's got great expectations of you, and they're way up here. And He's wanting you to get up there so that He can take you beyond up there. Amen. He wants to take you beyond what you're doing right now. Amen. The goal that you have set. He's going to go far beyond that goal and help you do great things for His kingdom. Romans 8:35-39 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am I lost my place. God loves you. Amen. He has given you everything you need. He is not afraid of tomorrow. Amen. He's not afraid of what you're facing tomorrow. Amen. He's going to He may carry you. He may watch you walk through it. You may sink, but He'll pick you up. You might walk on water tomorrow, just like Peter did. Nothing is impossible for God. Amen. Acts 4:18 says, the apostles were threatened, but in verse 31, they were speaking the word of God with boldness. Amen. When they got the power, on the day of Pentecost, when they got that Holy Ghost down inside of their soul, something got a hold of them that was transformed their very lives. Where they were once hiding in fear at the crucifixion, worried that somebody was going to say, hey, you were with Him. Just a few days later, they're walking in the streets preaching, hey, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Let me lay hands on you. I see you got a need right now. God, touch them right now, and they were healed. Amen. Something got a hold of them guys. Amen. And they were bold about Jesus, and they went out in the street. And hey, I just been watching this guy that friend requested me on Facebook. Don't know him. But this man's going around preaching Jesus' name baptism and infilling of the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues, and going out into the street and laying hands on people, and people are getting healed. Amen. They don't look like us. They don't act like us. But they're doing what we need to be doing. Hallelujah. God's using them because they're getting a hold of something in this word that is truth, and they're allowing the Holy Ghost to work. Amen. That's all we got to do. We just got to get a little boldness that when we're out there in that shopping mall and somebody's walking with a cane, hey, would you happen to need a miracle? That's the kind of boldness I'm talking about. Hey, you walk by somebody and you just get a feeling, hey, I need to talk to them. That ain't you. That's God. Yeah, pray right there. Say, hey, I don't know why, but I just feel I need to pray for you. Can I pray for you? Folks, it's that simple. We just gotta act upon the move of the Holy Ghost in us. When God's drawing you to them, He's wanting you to pray. He's wanting you to talk to them. Amen. If you're sitting there in the dining room of the restaurant and somebody keeps catching your eye and you see that person over there and you just are drawn to them, that's the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost saying, go. Go. Go ask. Go talk. Go do something that I can work in their life. I'm telling you, God wants to use us. His Spirit is hungering to reach lost people. And you got it. You're Him now. He's in you. Before, He would have done it. He's here on earth, walking, doing what we do. He's seen bad situations. He didn't hesitate. It something moved in Him. He felt compassion on those that were lame and sick and broken and all those things. And it's something moved in Him. I must needs go through Samaria. I hate the east side of Cleveland. I must needs go there. If the Holy Ghost is moving me, I better go. And Jesus didn't hesitate. He must needs. He did. Come on, fellas. We got to go. We got to go down here. And He went there. And God moved and saved that whole city. Amen. You don't know who you're going to run into. Amen. It could be the next evangelist that will reach northeastern Ohio. Amen. But when God puts that prompting in you, I don't even know why I'm going this way. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Just go. If God's pulling you, it's not you. I'm telling you, it's not you. Go on your first instincts. That's the Holy Ghost. God is trying to move us, but sometimes we don't have the boldness we need to do what God is calling us to do. The apostles were beaten, but ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. It didn't matter what happened to them. They had a hold of something. Amen. They had a hold of truth. They had experienced everything with Jesus. They were with Him. He instructed them what to say, what to preach, what to teach. He saw them coming. Those disciples saw Him be taken, beaten, lied upon, done all those things too. They hung Him, crucified Him on that cross, drove those nails and beat Him and all those things, did all them horrible things to Him. They experienced all of that. That's why they were so bold after Jesus rose again and came back and said, "Boo, here I am, fellas," in the middle of the room. Boo! And they were all, they weren't just one of them that was doubting. Every one of them were doubting. Because they all were afraid and doubted, the word says. He says, hold on. Come on, feel. Give me something to eat. Let me show you. I'm here. I'm not a ghost. It happened. I'm alive, just like I said I would be. Now, here's your instruction. Go into Jerusalem and wait there. Wait for the promise that I'm going to send to you, because I'm going to boogie on out of here in a minute. I'm going to head on up to heaven, but I'm not going to stay there. My Spirit, I'm going to send to you. Wait there until you're endued with the power that we started with on high comes inside of you, and then you will become what I was. Praise God. Let's stand tonight. God's church is a church of power. Amen. Not only that, every member of the body of Christ has the privilege and anointing necessary to win the lost. You are the one God uses. You are the one God uses. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word tonight, God.